You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. Today on our broadcast, we are pleased to welcome a good friend, Oklahoma Baptist. He's served as a pastor. He's now serving as vice president of Equipped by His Word Ministry. I'm talking about Paul Kirsch. Paul, welcome to Messenger Insight.
Thanks, Brian. It's good to be here.
Well, we're excited about what you're doing with Equipped by His Word. And for those who have not heard of that ministry, it's led up by none other than Ted Kirsch. And he's pastored across the state and doing a great job with that. Well, I wanted to begin by talking about family and faith and fathers. And I know through your work and ministry, this is a real passion of yours. And I thought we could talk about a father's role today in the church in addressing that. Why is this such a missing element? And what are some thoughts you have about that?
Yeah, you know, for years, pastors have stood in the pulpit, and I was one of them, that would stand and preach about the father's role and that the father should be the head of the household. But never did we ever really give a blueprint on how to do that. What does that look like? We'd use words like wives should submit and, you know, those kinds of things, but what would that look like in real life living? How would a father lead his family? And so we begin to kind of look, okay, what can we do and how would that look like in my family? What would that look like in my family? And so one of the things that became very evident to us is it is absolutely crucial that the father lead out in the family in worship and really try to show them, just like Christ loved us and demonstrate his love for us while we were yet sinners, that the father lead his family in discipling them and loving them as Christ would love us. And so family worship is one of those aspects, and that's such a hard topic for guys to understand because it seems so daunting sometimes. But it is an absolute crucial way in leading your family.
Well, I think you're right, and it can seem intimidating to dads. You know, people feel like they might have to have a seminary degree or be super righteous in some way. But from what I've heard you say, it can be a rather easy thing to start.
Absolutely. You know, I think we pictured in our heads that it will go something like this. The father will come in, sit in his nice chair, and all the kids will come and sit down at his feet and glean his wisdom. But it never looks like that. It's never going to happen like that. Really, what happens is you sit down and your day's been crazy, and you open up the Word and you read a couple of scriptures, and you might ask the kids, what does that mean to you? Or you might not. You might just say, can we pray together? And say, here's what's happening in my day, and be honest with them and ask them to pray for you. And you ask them what's going on in their day and pray for them. And just help them to see that our communion with the Lord and our communion together as a family is so important in understanding how much Christ loves us and how we can disciple them in that way and teach them and raise them up according to the Word. And so we can sit down and pray together, and that's family worship. We had an example just this week in my house where it'd been a pretty tough week. And to be able to sit down with my two older kids, 18 and 15, and just pray. That's all we did. We just said, what's going on in your life this week we need to pray for? Here's what's happening in my life this week. Would you pray for me in this? And we just prayed for the, you know, 15, 20 minutes that we were there together. And I got up and I looked at my 15-year-old and I said, hey, you know what we just did? And he said, yeah, we just sat down and prayed. I said, well, yeah, we just prayed, but we worshiped.
Mm-hmm.
We worshiped. And I was able to minister to you. And you know what, 15-year-old, you ministered to your dad.
Yes.
And that was huge.
Yeah. And you know, you mentioned having teens, and you think about technology and entertainment and sports and school and so many things where families are running in a different direction. And just what kind of fruit do you think this would have if someone would just seriously say, I'm a dad, I want to lead out, I want to start this? What all could they see happen in their family? I mean, what would be some of your hopes?
You know, one of the first things that God created after he created all the intricacies of the world, the animals and sky and all that stuff, he created the family. And I think, best I can tell, reading God's word, that the family was God's initial tool of evangelism.
Hmm.
What if mom and dad did what they were supposed to do in raising their children? And what if those children did what they were supposed to do in raising their children? And on and on and on. What would we look like now? See, I think that God had intended some roles for mom and dad. You can look in Ephesians and see that. And you can see where God said, this is what I want the father to do. This is what I want the mother to do. This is what I want the children to do. And if we absolutely stuck to our roles, what would happen in our society? So I think that family worship, dad doing what he's supposed to be doing, was God's plan. And I think in God's plan, that would result in the salvation of our children, the growing of our children, the salvation of our grandchildren, grandfathers discipling grandchildren, and so on and so on. Well, I'd love to be able to look down the line, if God would allow me to do it 200 years from now, and see what my family look like. Because my hope is that what I'm doing now will impact my generation 200 years from now.
Amen. You know, something I've heard you say is looking for teachable moments. You know, you mentioned that picturesque ideal in our mind of the ideal family worship time or how things are going to go. But what did you mean by finding those teachable moments in daily life?
You know, you just have to be observant around you. And I think this can happen from the time that our kids are real small up until even now with my 18-year-old. You know, when they were real small, I can remember being with my son, and he'd be 3-4 years old, and I'd say, you go hold that door open for that lady. Why do I have to do that? Well, because that's the considerate thing to do, and that's what we do. And so you look for those little opportunities. As they've grown, then I've tried to take them. I'm a big hunter. I love to hunt, and so I've tried to take them with me to go hunt and teach them as we're in that experience together, as things happen, as the sun's coming up and the birds are waking up and the woods are coming alive, to be able to teach them, man, this is a time when we can worship together. God created all of this, and God put all this into motion, and he did it so you and I can enjoy it. And I mean, aren't you grateful and thankful for what God has given to us? Because I'm convinced we can't be fully committed followers of Christ until we are grateful and thankful for what he's done.
Hmm.
And so I really want my kids to be grateful, to be thankful, and to have a better understanding of what it means to be grateful to the Lord, and to understand that, man, loving him is loving him with a grateful heart. Being aware of what he gave for us. You don't know love until you know the love of Christ. So I really want them to know that. And those teachable moments are those times that I get to show them the love of Christ, or they get to see what it means to love somebody, even though you don't know them or know what they're about, but to demonstrate the love of Christ to them. I want them to understand what the scriptures say, that when others will know our love by the way we love one another, or know Christ's love by the way we love one another. And that's what I want them to see.
That's a good word. Let's take a brief time out to hear a word from our featured advertiser.
Dale Rogers Training Center provides training and work opportunities for people with disabilities through its programs and divisions. Prism Place and Wyman Frame allow those with disabilities to earn a paycheck. DRTC will help you celebrate Falls Creek 100th anniversary and other church milestones. Email pr@drtc.org or call 405-946-4489, extension 1431.
And we're back. You know, with all the teaching and reading and equipping and resourcing, you're bound to come across some books or a book that might be helpful or a part of the Bible that someone could really dive into that might help them in this. What comes to mind as far as something that has been—
Deuteronomy 6 is a huge passage. Anybody raising children needs to read Deuteronomy 6. That talks about whatever you're doing, whether you get up in the morning, whether you're walking along the way, when you lie down at night, that you're meditating and teaching the words of God and that you're allowing those things to penetrate your heart. Deuteronomy 6 is huge. It's so important. And then, you know, I mentioned to you earlier a quote from a gentleman, Paul David Tripp. And this really spoke to me this week, this quote that he said. And I don't want to misquote him, but something to the effect of, we can't change our child's behavior until they understand who it is they're worshiping. Who do they worship? Do they worship themselves? Well, their behavior is never going to change. But once they understand, I'm there to worship the living God, I'm there to be thankful to the living God, I'm here to be discipled. Once they get that, that's when the behavior changes. That's when they begin to understand that this world is bigger than me. I'm not the center of this world. But so many struggle with, we do in my family, we struggle with this idea of, you owe me this. Well, we need to figure out who we worship. And some of those readings, some of those guys like Paul David Tripp, they've really ministered to me and helped me learn and helped me to grow as a father, as a dad, as a husband. So I'd recommend some of those kinds of readings.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to tell people a little bit about your background and your journey and how the Lord got you where you are, and then talk about what you'll be doing now in your ministry. Could you share some of that, Paul?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Well, I come out of a pastor's home. My father's Dr. Ted Kirsch, and he pastored around the state. And when I was 16, God called me to pastor, and I had seen what a pastor's life was like. And I said, no way am I going to do that, God. You've picked the wrong dude. And I pursued other interests for a number of years. Finally, God kind of got my attention, and I went to pastor. My very first pastor, it was at Alfalfa Baptist Church out in southwest Oklahoma. And man, just great group of folks. Love them like no other. And that group, that church there, they take pride in helping young pastors. So they let you mess up and they correct you and help you along the way. Great place. So I pastored there. I pastored at the First Baptist Church of Hominy. From there, I also pastored at the College Heights Baptist Church in Chickasha. From there, God led us to plant a church called Legacy Family Church that God continues to bless, and so we're grateful for that. But in that time period there, when I went to plant Legacy, God opened the door for me to come to work at the Baptist Foundation of Oklahoma. And I spent the last almost 9 years with the Baptist Foundation, getting to preach and talk all around the state and help folks with their estate planning and how they can give back to Baptist causes that they love. And Foundation does great work in helping folks give out of what God's given them to them to make a difference in ministries that they care about, both here in Oklahoma and around the country, around the world. And so I got to do that. And back just a few months ago, my father, who's the president of Equipped by His Word, contacted me and said, let me give you something to think about. Would you be interested in coming on board to Equipped by His Word and helping me minister to pastors and their wives and now their families? And I said, would I be interested? Well, man, where do I sign? Let's go to work. And because that's been right up our alley for a number of years. And so now that's what we're getting to do. We're getting to help pastors and families and help them understand and go through things that nobody else understands. Nobody else understands what a pastor goes through. No church member will fully understand what a pastor's family is like. And so at Equipped by His Word, our goal is to minister to pastors and their families, and particularly small attended churches, those pastors that maybe don't have a lot of opportunity to go get training or discipleship or those kind of things. We want to minister to them. And so God's opened the door for us to be doing that.
Well, I know y'all have great resources and have some events annually. What is a great way to get in touch with y'all to find out more?
Man, you can go to our website, which is equippedbyhisword.com. If you'll go there, you'll find some basic information. But I'll give you my phone number. That way that you can definitely call me and we can connect. 405-243-8078. And if you'll call me there, man, we can connect and make arrangements for whatever you need. If you're in a pastor of a church and you need somebody to come fill in some Sunday, I'd love to do it. If you're interested in some of our events that we have going year-round, call me and we can connect and get connected that way. Let me also give you my email, and that way you can email me directly, and that is Kersh, K-E-R-S-H, .legacy@gmail.com, and that'll get you to me.
Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I want to end by asking you if there's something encouraging to you that you're seeing across the state, in our churches, in our pastors, that that you see God's doing, and it gives you hope about the future and for families in this state. We hear all the time on news, bad statistics. We hear horror stories of family breakdown And of course, we know the challenges with the foster care crisis. But what's one thing that God's ministering to your heart and giving you hope?
I think one thing that I see, particularly in dealing with pastors and their families, I think one of the things I'm seeing is pastors are beginning to realize that they're not the only ones that can do the ministry of the church. For so long, pastors have taken it upon themselves and said, God's called me to do this, and I get that, I understand that. But I'm the only one that can do it. Well, that's not true. And by believing that, well, you take away time from your family. You take away time from raising of your kids. You take away time from discipling your first flock. And so as a pastor, when they can begin to realize that I can disciple other men, I can disciple other lay leaders to do some of these things that I do and free me up to be able to minister to my family, that's huge. And I think we're seeing some of that. My dad would tell you, my dad's generation, they really believe they had to be in the pulpit every Sunday. It was hard for them to take vacations. They needed to be in the office every day. And all those things are true to a certain extent, but you've got to be able to pastor your family first. If you can't pastor your family first, there's no way you'll be able to effectively pastor your church. And so I think that I'm beginning to see some opportunities where you have some pastors who are saying, I got to take care of my family too. And not just leave it to mom to do it. And so that's a good thing.
That's awesome. I've been talking to Paul Kersh, who's Vice President of Equipped by His Word. If you could give us that website one more time and then your email.
Sure. Yeah, my email is kersh.legacy@gmail.com. And then our website is www.equippedbyhisword.com. And if you go there, you'll be able to get in touch with us and find us and find out some more information about our ministry.
That's awesome. Well, we want to pray God's blessings on your new undertaking, on this ministry, on the pastors you'll be reaching and their families and the generations of people they'll reach by God's grace for His kingdom and for the glory of Christ. Well, thanks, Paul, for taking some time with us today and sharing your expertise and insight and wisdom.
Well, thanks for letting me be here.
Blessings to you.
Amen.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at baptistmessenger.com.